Tonight's show is brought to you by Rispoli's Italian Pastry Shop, serving the family communities since 1937. You're in the mood for something sweet? They got it. Whether it's a large pastry, mini pastry, you need some cannolis, some cream puffs, whatever it is, head on over to Ridgefield, New Jersey, located at 824 Broad Ave, or visit them online at RispoliPastryShop.com. They keep it simple. They keep it delicious. Also, don't forget to follow them online on Facebook at Rispoli Pastry Shop and on Instagram at Rispoli Pastry Shop 1937. RISPOLI, that spells Rispoli, and that spells delicious. Happy Saturday, Robert.
Happy Saturday to you.
How's the world treating you, sir?
Not too bad. You know, we're almost mid-November.
Yeah.
Getting ready, even though it's going to be pretty warm, I think, this week. 70 for November in Nebraska is unusual, I should say.
That is unusual. Yeah. Climate change, right?
Yeah, but got to take maybe for a little walk while it's still nice.
Yeah, enjoy it. Enjoy the weather while it holds out.
What's Robert going on tonight?
We were just talking before the show about the Buffalo Bill Museum, and that, of course, led to Silence of the Lambs, Buffalo Bill, which, if you take away the serial killer business of it, kind of a hilarious guy with the, because that actor does not, I mean, he sounds like that, but not those mannerisms, so it's
not
funny.
To that degree.
Right.
But
he is a great actor, too.
Oh, yeah. Except for Jurassic World. Fallen Kingdom? Is that?
Yeah, no, he's not good. That's that. Ooh. He can't save that movie.
No, nobody could. Well, scriptwriter could.
I was watching the videos. Have you ever seen the Jurassic Park deleted scenes from the first movie?
If I have, it's been a while.
It's, you can tell they're like, it was a good pacing move.
Yeah.
You know how some movies are like, well, this is kind of cool. Why didn't they leave this in? But there was like a baby triceratops in the one scene that kind of took away from the pacing. There was, you know, do you remember when Tim, Lex, and Dr. Grant were climbing the perimeter fence?
Yeah.
You know, and electrocutes them? That was like much longer, where they were kind of like lost, like looking around, like, where do we go? And it, yeah, you could, it's like one of those instances where it's like, it's one of your favorite movies and you like would welcome deleted scenes, but you're like, I get it.
Yeah, even though I do feel like they should have added it back in, because it was in the trailer where Laura Dern's grabbing the big leaf.
The big leaf was in there.
Yeah, and I was like, and that she's holding it in the next scene. Alan, this isn't supposed to be here.
That's actually, I think, one of the exceptions. It was only like literally a 2-second scene.
Yeah.
They should have left that in.
Yeah, yeah. If you're going to put it in the trailer, put it in the movie. Come on.
Right. Planes, Trains, Automobiles does that too. They have like an hour of deleted footage, but there was a lot in the trailer that never made the final cut.
Well, as we talked about, that was a darker film, and you know, wife was actually accusing him of having an affair. I mean,
right?
It was a little bit different, so maybe it was made better in the editing.
Yeah, I agree. I'm glad they took that element out.
Yeah. It turned it a little weird. Yeah.
It did, yeah. And Steve Martin, you don't want to add that to the scene. But it does make sense when she's like, what's going on, Neil? It's like, he just told you his flight's delayed.
Yeah. And because as audience, you know the truth, you're like, what a bee. Like, calm down. Like,
right.
He's just trying to get home to you. Come on.
Right. It's like, can you just ease up on the guy? It's not his fault. No wonder
he doesn't want to come home.
Right. What's going on, Neil? Go back, honey, and keep watching. She's having a baby on TV.
I do love that. I do. So we saw a sneak preview of that. And for the second movie, because usually sneak previews, then you get to go to another movie for free after. And the movie we saw, I think it was Overboard. But then right before Overboard, we saw a trailer for She's Having a Baby. And there's like 3 or 4 scenes that were not in the movie. And the whole audience was like, what? Like,
yeah, what?
We were like, we had just seen it. I was like, what, that? We didn't see that.
Where'd it go?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Anyway.
Oh, good times. Well, you're listening to the Podcastles at Jitter Saturdays. Check out Robert's website, as always, at setjetter.com. Let's kick it off with what you've been watching, Sarah. Let's start with you. What's new?
Well, it was kind of a rewatch. I had seen it in the theaters, but my sister had not seen it. So, and it was inexpensive to buy. So I watched Barbie again.
Barbie.
So still liked it. Still probably a little too long. Yeah. But otherwise, yeah. So it was good. It's good. It's a good watch. Yeah.
Barbie's a fun watch.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's still one line that I literally snort laugh out loud at.
What was the, what's the line? I haven't seen it.
It's the only time that there's cussing in the movie that they bleep out.
Oh, really?
And yeah, because when the person says it, a little Mattel logo appears over their face as well, which I thought was fantastic. But
oh, nice.
Yeah. So that's always a rewind three times moment. So.
Oh, yeah.
So I watched that. I watched The Killer, which is David Fincher's new film that was in theaters a couple of weeks ago and then just premiered, I guess, I think on Netflix. So I was a little disappointed that it's been getting, like, one of my favorite websites, like, literally gave it a 10 out of 10. So maybe I probably not shouldn't that. So I had high expectations, and it's David Fincher. But I thought it was kind of pretty pedestrian.
Yeah.
I do like that he has aliases, and every alias is a different TV character name, like Sam Malone, George Jefferson, Lou Grant.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I did enjoy that, or some of those kind of little things. And I should also say that all he does the entire time is he listens to the Smiths. So the Smiths is what I listened to for most of my college career. So that was my go-to band.
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah. Smiths are a good band. Yeah, and it might be one of those that maybe it'll grow on me if I kind of give it another watch. But I thought, oh, it could have been a little more, you know. Certainly, yeah. No Zodiac.
Yeah, at this point in his career.
Or Fight Club, or you know. But
yeah, could have been a little more.
I meant a little bit more. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Rightfully so.
And then every once in a while I go back and watch The Truman Show. And something on YouTube caught my eye. I thought, you know what? I haven't watched that in a few years, so let me give it another watch. And I still enjoy
it. How is it?
I still enjoy it. Yeah, there's enough that same thing that it gets a little bit to, you know, you start looking away and but yeah, so I still like it. There's enough into that. It's probably Jim Carrey's best.
Yeah, I think so.
For him to kind of show his things. Love Laura Linney in it and the kind of looking at the camera and
it is good.
I've tried lots of Cocos and this is the best.
And it came out at the right time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Kind of
I was just thinking about The Truman Show the other day. It's been a minute since I've seen it, but I'm reminded of it whenever I try to get somewhere in LA and I'm like, okay, I'm going to be early. There's not going to be traffic. There's always something to hold you up. Like, oh, there's an accident. I'll just go another way. And then you're like, oh, there's traffic on this road. I'll go another way. Oh, it's like when he tries to escape. There's always something. I'm like, that's like LA. There's always something to prevent you from getting somewhere on time.
You see? And yeah, it's celebrated earlier this year. It's 25th anniversary. So if you're feeling 25 old.
25 years ago.
25 years. So.
Wow. Okay.
And great cast. I mean, just all. I mean, Paul Giamatti's like a camera operator. You know, like.
Yeah, it is a great cast.
It is, you know, his kind of.
And I like his friend's name in there. I forget the actor's name. He's a character actor, but he's good too.
Yeah, yeah. The character's name is Marlon because everybody's an actor. Like she's called Meryl for Meryl Streep, and Marlon, and the other girl's named Lauren for Lauren Bacall. So it was good. So
that's cool.
I think that's all I remember watching. But yeah, I have not been. What have you been watching?
I haven't been watching much either. I did watch Five Nights at Freddy's after the last show, which I agree with you, your assessment. It could have been more. You know, like, so I love the idea of the animatronics coming alive, and it's an old 80s theater. Mm. Like, they really captured that feel. That's wow enough. Like, that's enough for me. That's exciting. The whole backstory of, like, the kid's brother was, like, so unnecessary. Like, one, it's depressing, and two, it's, I don't really care. Like, go back to the animatronics. That's the story. You don't need to do this whole, like, you know, when he's like, oh, in the dreams, the ghost kids in my dreams. I'm like,
what?
It's too much.
Yeah.
I mean, Matthew Lillard coming out with that bunny suits, like creepy enough. Like, I don't know. You didn't. They had too many layers, I thought.
Yeah. Yeah. It would like save that for part two or something, you know, like, oh, we're going to dive a little deeper into it.
The chick that was a cop did not need to be like, oh, I'm just hanging out here. You know, I knew about this. Like, I guess what I'm trying to say is the plot was all screwed up. The premise is cool. Yeah. They didn't execute the plot the right way.
Yeah. Yeah. And same thing. Like, it was like, literally five characters. And so, like, you know, it's pretty empty town. Like, what?
Right.
There's one cop in town. It's like, is this all made up? You know, like.
One cop in town, and she hangs up. She's like, I know where they keep the first aid kit. And you're just like, okay.
Ding, ding. Yeah. And then, when she's like, they found the body in a dumpster. And I'm just kidding.
Like, when Matthew Lillard in the beginning said, like, oh, the owner's kind of weird and he wants to keep it standing. And
yeah,
I knew it was him. I'm like, okay, it's obviously him. The way he's talking, it's going to be him, and that's fine. And if they kept it on that same path, that would have been okay. But it was like the whole, like, the dreams and the brother was like just too much.
Yeah. And maybe I wasn't paying attention, because, like, I thought it was his daughter at first, then it was his sister, and I'm like, what? Like,
right, I thought it was his daughter too.
Yeah. And I was like, that's just kind of the normal. And then I'd be like, well, what is, they're going to take her away. I'm like, I don't know if they can do that, but.
I don't think so.
It's just some,
the aunt was very unnecessary too. You know
who played the aunt? Now I can't remember.
Aunt was a famous actress.
And I just can't think of it right now. But the film did well, which one is good. I do appreciate
it. It did.
These films do well, because then
Mary Stuart Masterson was the aunt.
Oh yes, and she looked about this. I was thinking, you know, some kind of wonderful. She didn't look too different than. I was glad to see her. I should say.
No, she did a good job. But the aunt was like, "Well, I'm gonna get that kid," and hiring people to, like, vandalize the place he's working.
That Which was just, did not make sense at all.
Did not make sense. Other than that, though, I really enjoyed the theatrics of it.
Yeah,
I thought it was fun.
Maybe, you know, maybe they should have made it more of like this took place in 1987 or something. You know, like,
that would have been fun.
That way. Because they were like, is there cameras everywhere? You know, like.
Yeah, right.
I think you would get caught, you know, at this point.
Yeah. At this point.
Some of these things, but.
Exactly. Anyway. So that was fine. I agree with your assessment of that. I rewatched They Live, which you've covered on the setjetter.com page.
Well, I finally made a page for it, because some of these locations I've been to over a decade ago. And I thought the 35th anniversary was this past month. So I thought. I should make a page.
It was time, right?
It was finally time. And you can also kind of tell, because then it was kind of before I really got to getting every angle matched up, you know, my older pictures, but, you know.
Yeah. But, no, you did a great
job.
So great
how time. Did it, I think, I've not watched it in a while, but it usually always holds up.
It always holds up.
Did it still? Yeah.
Yeah. I respect it where I don't watch it every year, maybe like every 2-3 years I'll pop it on, and it's good. The only thing that doesn't hold up is, like, the fight scene where it's like the Peter Griffin versus the chicken. It's like 15 minutes.
Is it too long?
It's literally like 12 minutes long. And you're like, and I get it. It's like, we have Rowdy Piper. Let's have like a big fight scene to show that he's like a wrestler. But
yeah,
with like Keith David, it's so long.
That's what it was known for at the time. Yeah. So it was like, you know, the fight.
You had to do it.
I'll have to watch it. And then, when I was doing those pictures, I'm like, oh, some of these places don't exist anymore. So, unfortunately,
this doesn't exist. It's no longer there. Unfortunately, this homeless man is no longer sitting here.
I tried,
folks. They Live was good. I watched Sly, the new documentary on Netflix about Stallone.
How's that?
It's okay. It's good. It's not great. It doesn't give you anything you don't really know.
I was going to say, is it...
There's no revelations. Like,
I was gonna say,
is it
more sanitized? You kind of like, here's a PR piece for.
No, not as much as you would think. I thought it would be like a Schwarzenegger one, or some of the other ones, but it's very. It doesn't really, sanitize it where you would think. So it's gritty and, it's good. And then the one thing I watched, which I want to recommend to everybody, was the the new JFK documentary on Hulu and Disney Plus. You know, I've seen, I think, most JFK documentaries. This is by far the best one. I mean,
gotcha.
They had the Secret Service, anyone that was alive, that's still alive, they got on this from that day. And they had the Secret Serviceman that was on the car, like, trying to cover up his head after it was blown off. Like, he was in there talking and about, like, his regret. And they spent, like, 2 years cleaning up unseen footage. I mean, it's the most in-depth thing you've ever seen. I was impressed they had this much footage from that day that you've never seen.
Okay. I will keep
it's really captivating. Out, so.
And, okay, what's it called?
JFK, One Day in America.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was just so well done and really touching. And that's it. Yeah, other than that, I just some rewatch of stuff. So that's what you've been watching.
Nice.
Yeah, it was good. I wanted to just crowbar this in. Have you seen the new Ghostbusters Frozen Empire trailer?
I did.
What are they? I did see it. I'm excited for the movie, obviously. But what are they? What's the deal with this? Is it like a curse they released?
I don't know. So the first 30 seconds of the trailer, I'm like, all right. I'm kind of liking this. It almost, I was like, oh, is this take place in the 80s, maybe? You know, like, because they kind of got the 80s music going and so forth and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Slows down.
Yeah, they started off with Bananarama. Yeah.
And then it kind of obviously ice and everything, like a big, huge wave. I was like, okay. And then part of me was kind of a little shocked because they indicate, you know, people are getting killed. You know, usually in the Ghostbusters movie, it's just like people are freaked out, you know, but they're kind of alluding to people are actually dying, which is, I thought, okay. And then I got a little, it's like, I see nothing against the original, you know, the OG Ghostbusters, but it was like, they show they're in the movie, you know, obviously they probably have little bit parts or whatever. I'm like, do we still need, you know, like,
Right.
We still need them, you know, or can we just leave them out of the trailer? And that's a nice little bonus.
That's what I was thinking. Like,
yeah,
do it because, like Afterlife, leave them out of the trailer. Obviously, you want to see them in some capacity because it's the Ghostbusters. But do you really need them like suited up? I mean,
nobody's on the fence about seeing this in the theater or not by seeing Bill Murray in the trailer. You know, like people are like, well, now I got to go, you know, like, well, he was in the past.
That was it.
Two then, which were also not good, so why, you know.
Right, that was it.
Yeah. Now I should say if Sigourney was more in the trailer, I'd be like, oh, then I would have to see, but
yeah,
I didn't see hide or hair of her. But yeah, so it's one of those, I kind of want to see it. And then they do stuff where like it's a little just too on the nose, where, you know, like the Stranger Things kid is doing the thing, like that's supposed to be a that's kind of the big part of the trailer. I was like, I don't care. You know, like he has a Ghostbusters, you know?
Yeah.
Whoop-de-doo. And then Paul Rudd is almost still too on the nose where he's like, the big baddie is coming. You can't quite see who he or she is. And Paul Rudd's going, hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. And I'm like,
I know.
All right.
That was a little cringe.
Now I'm done. Yeah. So.
Yeah. So, I'm done. I feel like.
I'll wait
first...
to HBO. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, Afterlife. It worked so well, I thought, at least the trailer, because they left less is more. Mm-hmm. They didn't show the original cast. It was fresh to see Ecto-1. I'm wondering if this is going to be like a Fallen Kingdom, where you're like, okay, we're back.
Yeah.
Let's make the sequel really bad. This movie's going to be terrible. I'm just going to say it right now. It's not going to be good.
Maybe, you know, the first third, you know, there'll be a volcano in New York and everything will be destroyed. And then the last third will be in a haunted house.
fallen fire station.
But
you're so right, Robert. I couldn't agree more.
So we'll see. But yeah, immediately I was like, oh, maybe they're going to do it right. And then I was like, nah.
Yeah. No. Well, I don't think Jason Reitman even directed it.
Oh, I didn't pay attention. Yeah, so.
Yeah, I think somebody else directed it. Like, it's not even him
anymore.
It's
not even legit.
Yeah, it's not even legit. But you're right, though, about Bill Murray and all them and, like, suited up. Like, do we need that anymore?
I don't think so. It's just, I don't.
No. I want to see them as they were.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, not. We don't want to see old, dead actor CGI, but
they don't need to do it anymore, I guess.
Yeah. So
Anyway, we'll see.
Maybe,
we'll
keep maybe everybody they'll make posted. A, maybe they'll make it all the a multiverse, you know, like Ghostbusters No Way From Home, or, you know, like where all the Ghostbusters are back together, including the animated.
Bill Murray with like the blonde hair.
Yeah.
Or was it Egon with the blonde hair?
I remember. Yeah. So they'll just all be there. Yeah.
And here,
every incarnation. Yeah.
And since they're in New York, they could have Larry Underwood from The Stand being like,
yeah,
the rat man forgives you. I'm sorry. I can't not bring up The Stand every episode.
You just try to crowbar that in. Maybe it should be a kind of a mashup of The Stand and Ghostbusters together. This is the only thing that can stop Captain Trips.
Somebody posted on TVTropes.com or something all the problems they have with The Stand. And it's like the internet responded like, actually, this is possible and here's why. And I'm like, good for you, world. Thank you. Yeah. Like, this is what the internet's good for, is like debunking stuff.
We're not going to stand for it.
They did it. It was like overwhelming. I'm like, good for you. Good for you guys. Thank you.
Glad you could chime in.
This month is the, this month is 39th anniversary of the original Elm Street.
Yeah. So 1984 had a limited release earlier this week and then wide release a couple weeks later. So, and limited release opened the same day as Silent Night, Deadly Night. And then they kind of opened it up and it did well, obviously, in the theaters, but it did even better on video. And that's, and they did a sequel turnaround kind of within a year. So,
oh, yeah.
Because I think the part two came out in October of the following year. So they did a quick turnaround.
That is a quick turnaround.
Yeah.
Good for them. So the trivia, I see, I wouldn't really get Elm Street that much, but we can do Elm Street since we did Friday the 13th last time, if you want.
Yes. And as I showed you, so Red Letter Media was doing their own Friday the 13th trivia this week. I happened to notice. I was like,
how dare them rip us off?
Using the same box as well of a killer trivia. So
we did it first.
So we will. Now they actually rolled the dice and everything, and I'm just like picking out random questions. So
I like when you pick out random questions.
We'll see how this one works. All right, you ready?
Ready, Freddy.
These might be easier. So, in Nightmare on Elm Street 3, Dream Warriors, where were the kids suffering from night terror sent? A, Elm Street General. B, Weston Hill Psychiatric Hospital. C, Craven Psychiatric Hospital. Or D, Springwood Memorial Psychiatric Hospital.
B, Weston Hills.
That is absolutely right.
Yes, sir.
In Freddy's Dead, The Final Nightmare.
The best one for last.
Who played Freddy's father? Alice Cooper, Robert Englund, Rob Zombie, or Robert Shea?
Alice Cooper.
Alice Cooper it is.
Yeah.
And Elm Street
song too, right?
2, Freddy's Revenge. What was printed on Lisa's dad's apron during the pool party? Whew. Kiss the Cook, Chef Dad, Dad of the Year, or Mr. Wonderful?
Kiss the Cook?
I think it's Kiss the Cook. Let me see. It's Mr. Wonderful.
Oh.
That seems strange.
What a righteous man.
You go right back to The Stand. In Dream Warriors, what was the name of the dream suppressant Nancy took? Dreamisil, Cravenosil, Frednosil, or Hypnosil?
Hypnosil.
Yes.
Doing better than I thought.
Yeah. Well, some of these are like, is it Krugerville or
is it Krugerville?
In Freddy's Revenge, how many years had passed since Nancy lived in Jesse's house? 10 years, 7 years, 20 years, or 5 years?
Can you repeat that, sir?
In Elm Street 2, Freddy's Revenge, how many years had passed since Nancy lived in Jesse's house?
Okay, 20 years.
10, 7, 20 years, 5. And you said 20?
Yeah.
I will say 5. It is 5 years.
5 years. Robert knows best.
In Freddy's Dead, The Final Nightmare.
Oh, so good. Thank you.
Tracy said her father visited how often? These are deep. When the rent was due, every Father's Day, every time she closed her eyes, or once every leap year?
It's not once every leap year. I'm going to say When the rent is due.
Every time she closed her eyes.
Wow.
Just being a little metaphorical.
Deep cut.
I think we have some.
Deep cut.
In Freddy's Revenge, what was Grady's first name? Don, George, John, or Ron? Played by Robert Ressler.
George.
Ron.
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 True or false?
This is a great game.
Nancy survived through the end of Dream Warriors.
False.
That is false, unless you count that she's somehow in a dream world, but no.
I guess, yeah.
In the Elm Street 4, the Dream Master, who died in his waterbed? Kincaid, John, Rick, or Joey?
I don't remember the name. I know the scene. It's Joey?
It is Joey.
Joey, okay.
One of the surviving dream warriors. What was the name of the bar in Terrence Nightmare in Elm Street 3, Dream Warriors? Freddy's Tavern, Jake's Bar, Simon's Pub, or Fiddlesticks Tavern?
I want to open up a bar called Fiddlesticks Tavern. Welcome to Fiddlesticks. Is it Jake's Bar?
It is Jake's Bar.
Okay.
And I'm not sure why. I'm sure it's a crew member or something. I don't know.
Could be, yeah.
And Freddy's Dead, The Final Nightmare.
What movie was that, Robert? I'm sorry.
Elm Street 3, Dream Warriors.
Dream Warriors.
So it's Taryn, yeah. Okay. She's the one, that's where she's like, he's like, let's get high.
Oh, got it. Yeah.
Let's dance.
Let's dance.
In Freddy's Dead, what did Kelly find hidden in Spencer's room? A gun, a machete, a claw, or a pipe bomb?
A claw?
A pipe bomb.
Tisk, tisk.
In Dream Warriors, who kept Nancy's dream doll? Nancy, Kincaid, Freddy, or Dr. Gordon?
Dr. Gordon.
Dr. Gordon kept it at his bedside.
Bad Gordon Gordon.
I wonder if, you know, we could maybe get a legacy sequel with Heather Langenkamp. I know they talked about it, but.
Yeah, why not?
We shall see.
If you pull some strings, Robert, it'll happen.
I'll just make it. We're putting it out there, universe. It's going to happen. So.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Who is Freddy Krueger's mother? Amanda Krueger, Samantha Krueger, Mary Krueger, or Pam Krueger?
Samantha Krueger.
Amanda Krueger.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Sister Mary Helena.
Sister Mary Helena.
In The Dream Master, how did Alice defeat Freddy? With an axe, with a mirror reflection, with white light, or with his own claw?
My history is a bit hazy, but I'm going to say with a mirror reflection.
That is true.
Yes, okay.
She had a new rhyme, and then she's like, look at it, and then that did it. I was like, oh, that's all it took.
That's all it takes?
Yeah. Where in the junkyard were Freddy's remains hidden in Dream Warriors? The trunk of a blue Honda, the trunk of a yellow Ford, the trunk of a green Nova, or the trunk of a red Cadillac?
Green Nova?
Red Cadillac.
Red Cadillac.
Also in Dream Warriors, what did Dr. Gordon give the priest in exchange for the crucifix? Cash, his watch, his driver's license, or a lock of hair of his hair?
I don't know. I'm going to guess a watch.
He actually gave his driver's license.
Oh, not a lock of his hair?
No. Nope. So.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I've been inside that church. So right off of Van Ness and.
Which movie?
Dream Warriors.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, very cool.
In The Dream Master, what color was Dan's pickup truck? Green, black, red, or white?
Green.
I'm going to say green too. Let's see. Red.
Red.
I should have known it had been red.
Of course.
And yep. Freddy's Dead. Who was Freddy's daughter? Tracy, Maggie, Alice, or Nancy?
Let's go with Alice as Freddy's daughter.
No, but it's Maggie.
Maggie.
Maggie, the who runs the youth
development
or whatever it is. So. Freddy made a surprise appearance at the end of Elm Street 2, Freddy's Revenge, by ripping his claw through whose chest? Lisa, Jesse, Carrie, or John?
I know the scene well. I don't remember whose it was.
Lisa, Jesse, Carrie, Lisa. Or John?
It was Lisa.
It was Carrie.
Carrie.
Carrie was the friend.
Carrie. Okay.
Just conventions sometimes.
Oh, that's pretty cool. It's a great game.
Yeah. In Dream Warriors, what was trapped in Freddy's chest and stomach? His victims' faces, his targets' names, his unborn twin, or Bible passages?
His victims' faces.
Yes. these are some weird alternate choices, but...
I know. It was some Bible passages. He's got revelations on his thumb.
Yeah. In Dream Warriors, where did Dr. Gordon find Nancy's dream doll? At the hospital, in his closet, at Nancy's home, or under Jennifer's bed?
Oh, at the hospital?
At Nancy's home. They were having a date of some sort.
Got it.
And it's on her mantle. It's like, what's this? That's my Malaysian dream doll.
That's my Malaysian dream
doll. I've seen that movie way too many times.
No, it's awesome.
In part four, The Dream Master, what did Alice call the bags under Sheila's eyes? Lumps, hanging drapes, saddlebags, or matching luggage?
I'm going to get this one wrong. Saddlebags.
Matching luggage.
Matching luggage. All right, I'm going to need to rewatch these.
I know. She's like, looks like you got matching luggage. She's like, what? Bags under our eyes.
Which one was that? Which movie?
That was Dream Master, I think. Yep.
Is it Dream Warriors that ends with the house turning on, the dollhouse?
Yep.
That is always a cool ending.
Yes.
Okay. And then, well, how does Dream Warriors end? The fountain?
But that is Dream Warriors. Dream Master.
Dream Master, I mean.
Yeah. So Dream Warriors ended with that. Dream Master ended with the fountain on Mulholland.
Right. Right. Okay. I got to rewatch those.
In Dream Warriors, who played Kristen? Patricia Arquette, Heather Langenkamp, Amanda Wiss, or Cynthia Nixon?
Patricia Arquette.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Should have brought her back for the sequel.
Yeah.
Even though apparently she was... Her first day was not too good, so
no.
We're lucky she didn't get fired.
Yeah.
In part four of The Dream Master, what was Kincaid doing before he fell asleep and died? Reading comics, watching MTV, throwing darts, or playing video games?
Watching MTV?
That is correct. No, it says throwing darts.
He was throwing darts?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think Joey was watching MTV or VH1 or something like that. So
Kincaid was throwing darts.
Kincaid was throwing darts, according to this. Okay. According to Amanda Kruger's tombstone in Dream Warriors, what year did she die? 1966, 1968, 1972, or 1974?
1974?
I'm going to guess maybe 66. Let's see. 68. You were both wrong.
Oh, you were close. You were very, very close.
In Dream Warriors, how did Jennifer stay awake in the television room? By drinking coffee, by cutting herself, by burning herself with a cigarette, or by pinching herself?
Burning herself with a cigarette.
That is correct.
Yes.
And in The Dream Master, what year was Kristen Parker born? Whew. 67, 69, 72, or 76?
I'm going to stick with the 70s and go with 76.
I'm going to think 72. Let me see.
72.
69. She was older than me.
So she was, okay.
However, whatever year. Yeah. I guess I was still a teenager back then.
You were just a young buck.
I was still a teenager.
You were still a whippersnapper.
I didn't know what was going on.
These squirrely kids.
The Dream Master, who brought Freddy back to life? Kincaid, Amanda Kruger, Kincaid's dog, or Lieutenant Thompson? Part four, The Dream Master.
Part four, Kincaid brought back Freddy Krueger.
Kincaid's dog.
Kincaid's dog?
Yeah, the dog pissed fire on the hallowed ground. Somehow that did it.
As you do.
I was so disappointed. Yeah. That's like, what is this movie?
What is happening?
In Elm Street 3, Dream Warriors, who was the doctor that sent the kids to the quiet room? Dr. Sims, Dr. Gordon, Dr. Cicilline, or Dr. Smith?
Dr. Gordon.
Dr. Sims.
Oh.
Who I love. You just bought yourself
Gordon,
a night. Yeah, so Dr. Gordon is the male. Dr. Sims is Sue Snell's mom. You bought yourself a night in the quiet room, mister.
In the quiet room, mister.
And Freddy's Dead, The Final Nightmare. I think they like Freddy's Dead.
They do.
What was Spencer's hobby? Watching professional wrestling, collecting comic books, playing video games, or karate?
Collecting comic books.
I think it's playing video games. It is playing video games. He's
playing
the one that
video games.
Breckenmeyer, then he gets into a video game. Or gets somehow.
That was scary.
In Dream Warriors, what was the name of the nurse Joey had a crush on? Darcy, Lacey, Marcy, or Stacy?
Darcy, Lacey, Marcy, or Stacy? Oh, I don't know. I'm going to go with Marcy.
I think it is Marcy. It is.
Robert
knows best. Congratulations.
During
Rick's dream in Elm Street 4, the Dream Master, what floor did the elevator stop on? 0, 7, 13, or 31?
It's got to be 13.
I have no clue. Let me see. It is 13.
Bad luck, 13. Okay.
Congratulations. All right, one more card.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Elm Street 3, Dream Warriors. What did Kristen call into her... Who did Kristen call into her second nightmare? Dr. Gordon, Sister Mary Helena, Nancy, or Dr. Sims?
Let's go with Nancy.
It is Nancy.
All right. Nancy. And you got a high note. Nancy.
That was one of my favorite moments when Nancy's like falls into her chair and disappears.
Yeah,
I still want that chair.
Yeah. That chair.
That was in the trailers. But I would constantly it'd be broken. I'd be falling. I'd be doing the Nancy and falling into it.
Oh, so cool. I gotta rewatch those and like brush up.
Also, I think they're all on HBO Max right now. So
they are, aren't they?
Elm Street 3, Dream Warriors. Who was Freddy's first victim at Weston Hills Psychiatric Hospital? Will, Jennifer, Taryn, or Philip?
Let's guess the first one, Will.
I think it's Philip.
Philip.
It is Philip. So okay. Philip's the one which was pretty gruesome, where his tendons and vein are all strung out and he's becomes the puppet.
Yeah. And with his veins.
Philip. And we were just there last month, watch where he fell out the top of the tower at UCLA.
Right.
So for listeners, last month, a few of us took a trip out to UCLA and visited some Elm Street 3 and Scream 2 and Night of the Creeps filming locations.
Oh, that was such a creepy scene with the tendons. I remember that.
It was nasty. Yeah, so...
Yeah.
All right. In Dream Warriors, what tattoo did Joey have under his right eye? A teardrop, a lightning bolt, a pentagram, or a cross?
Was it a cross?
It was a teardrop. And I do not know why. Yeah.
Interesting. Interessante.
And finally, in A Nightmare on Elm Street, the original, how many kids were jumping rope when Nancy headed off to school? 2, 4, 6, or 8?
Let's go with 8.
I'm going to go with 4.
Okay.
4.
4. Robert knows. Robert
four
knows.
4 kids. 4 kids. So, and we all both kept score. So, congratulations. You won.
Congratulations. You won a free trip to Lincoln, Nebraska.
I'm kind of surprised that probably means I watched the movies way too much. On how much I kind of still retain.
No, it's awesome.
For some of these, or at least the early ones, as they kind of get older, you know, newer movies, I'm like, I have no idea. But
what do you revisit more, Elm Street or Friday the 13th?
Maybe about even.
Really?
If that can happen. Yeah. So if it's Friday the 13th, like the last one, I put on a few, or at least in the background, you know, to kind of hear it. And I do like 3, 4, 5 or something like that.
Yeah.
And then Elm Street, I kind of do 2, 3 or 1, 2, 3 or 2, 3 and New Nightmare. Just kind of
give it a proper watch.
Yeah. So, New Nightmare will turn, it was 94. So next year it'll be, what is that, 30 years?
Yeah.
Ugh.
I know. I remember when that came out, it was a big deal. It was like a new one.
Yeah.
you know.
It's like, it's been so long. So it literally had been 10 years since the original. So it's not, it had not even been.
I know. But long. It felt like it. You're like, okay.
They had a new one in over 3 years.
Yeah. So that's like a really long time. Yeah.
So I am excited because the new 4K of Carrie came. So.
Oh, so cool.
I'm trying to figure out a good night to kind of put a more appropriate night. So it just had its anniversary in last month. Yeah. As well. So 1976, which probably nothing against The Stand, probably the best Stephen King adaption.
Maybe the best.
One of them.
Maybe the best horror movie ever. I mean, I can't think of another one that they, except for maybe Misery, where they won like Academy Awards.
Yeah.
For acting. Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, Carrie Misery might be the two best ever.
So I have a friend and he is just terrified, even if I mention Carrie.
Really? And it is like, scary.
Well, let me, and this is where I have a hard time. I'm like, what actually scares you about that movie? Because he's like, the mother and what, you know, I was like, you know,
the mother.
And to me, I get that because it was like, it's a very, to me, it's more of an emotional movie.
Yeah, it's open child abuse.
But I never considered it really scary to me. I don't know. But that's why I was kind of curious when people think it's one of the scariest movies.
You know, for me, The Mother is the scariest, but visually it's, I mean, her at the prom. Like, even the cover of the movie itself,
yeah,
with her, like, smiling, and then the next one, it's blood, like, demonic. You're like, whoa, what the fuck just happened? And, is
so
a scary movie.
So that part, definitely scared me as a kid, that I would see the poster. I couldn't handle, you know, the books or whatever, and I didn't quite know what was going on. You just saw she was covered in blood, and that was enough for me to, like,
But
as an adult, I guess I'm more taken by the characterization.
Yeah.
And everything. So, but, so I thought about, you know, literally, I don't know if I've revisited in a while since, one of my best moments was at the 40th anniversary, screening. So,
oh, right.
I've not quite, usually I kind of like, I'm like, I don't revisit too often because I would kind of keep that as my last memory of it. But
yeah,
I
was,
the 4K,
that's nice.
The 4K got a good review. So I figured I should.
Do they have any like extra features, special features with it?
It's the same features that they ported over from the last one. So they do have quite a bit. And they talk about Carrie the Musical and everything. But I think it's all from previous ones, which I appreciate. So,
yeah.
Oh, cool. Sean Horse Hollowed Grounds is on this one, which I did help Sean with. I didn't appear in it, but I think I get a special thanks at the end.
Congratulations.
Oh thanks. But yeah, there is some, like, where exactly the shower scenes were, because somebody that worked on the movie or something told me one thing, so I put on my website, and then somebody else has a picture of what the showers look like now in a different spot, which could be it too, but I don't know.
Oh,
so the opening showers, but
yeah.
Oh, it is what it is.
I gotta take a look at that. I hadn't seen Carrie in a minute either. It's been a few years.
Well, we don't want to keep you up on that.
Well, I don't, you know, I saw The Rage before I saw Carrie.
Yeah, which just did it. But I assume you probably knew the story of Carrie at least. So you had some.
Yeah. Well, The Rage, I was in, I think, high school or something.
Yeah.
So I saw that knowing about Carrie, the story. And it just made me want to watch the original. And then I think I did rent the original and I was like, oh, this is like a really scary, good movie. Where The Rage was like,
it's kind of,
yeah,
it was decent enough.
I enjoyed it at this time.
I remember being startled because that was the first time I've seen any of Carrie on the big screen, because they have a couple of flashback scenes, and I thought that was, it reminded me like when Halloween H2O came out and they had a couple just super flashes of the original Halloween flashback, and that was the first time I've ever seen any of that on the big screen, kind of those images. I remember stuck out with a good parallel. And then with Carrie too, so Sissy Spacek had to give permission to use any of her images. So she actually watched Carrie too.
She had to approve
whether they could use flashbacks of her or not. So it is kind of weird that to know that Sissy Spacek actually did watch. Had to watch Carrie too, because usually they're like, yeah, I've never watched any of the sequels. I won't name names, Jamie Lee Curtis.
She won't touch it. Well, the thing in The Rage, and we make fun of the scene now, but the thing that made me really want to see Carrie was the when they're walking through the burnt down school. Because I'm like, oh, this is from the original. So she burnt like a whole school down. So I was like, wow, what happened? So I kind of, I'm glad I didn't really watch it before because I kind of had, it made me like want to see it more. And I think that like paid off bigger. But when I first watched the original, you're like, oh, wow, they have John Travolta. And like, it was before the internet, really. I like knew nothing about it. So I was like, this is so cool.
They got such a good cast. How could they afford them?
How could they afford all these people? This is amazing. Carrie is a classic, though.
Classic. Yeah. So never goes away.
Never goes away. And next, Robert, I have the trailer for, and I've never seen this, but since we've been bringing it up a lot, 1994's The Stand.
All right. I don't know if I've seen that. I don't know. We'll see.
I didn't know there was one, but you know what? I have seen this originally. I do remember seeing it on TV.
All right.
But I haven't seen this in
30 years. I'll see if it spurs on any memories.
Okay.
Because I was 24.
24. All right. Let's take a gander.
From Stephen King, the master of suspense, comes his all-time bestseller.
Containment breach! You had a major containment breach! Use the manual gate override, Champion! Do it now! Champion! You have to close the gate!
A deadly virus released by a government mistake. A frantic military willing to stop at nothing to cover up the terrible truth.
The so-called super flu does not exist.
What did you do? What did you people do?
As the plague sweeps out of control, a nation erupts, society crumbles, the end is here.
The monster's here! The darkness is here!
Now, all that remains, the demon, the prophet, and those chosen to survive. Drawn by dreams of an old woman,
you're coming along to see me, won't you,
man? The chosen ones stream to Colorado to find their dreams are real.
Help us to be true, dear Lord. Help us to stand.
In Las Vegas, an army of darkness assembles, controlled by dreams of their leader, Randall Flagg.
Go for it.
Do it, Harold, do it!
Said that.
I know.
The ultimate stand against the forces of evil.
Okay.
Molly Ringwald, Rob Lowe, Laura San Giacomo, Gary Sinise, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Ruby
Dee, there for 10 seconds.
James Sheridan, Stephen King's The Stand.
Okay, so that was like, that trailer was kind of all over the place. It felt like two trailers. It ended, and then they're like, and then in Las Vegas, an army of darkness.
And this is how it ends.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
He's in two scenes, I think.
He's in two scenes. Maybe he has five words. He's coming for you, Larry, and bring out your dead. But was he a huge star in 94 that, like...
No.
I feel like he wasn't.
I don't think anybody was tuning in for.
No. Why would they make him in there? That is so weird.
You need to take the stand.
And the prophet, you'll stand.
It reminds me of Edward Scissorhands, where, you know, they're like, old lady voice. I'm young, but old. When I'm old lady, I'll talk like this.
Every time it snows.
Yeah. I was like, do old people talk like that? I don't know. It's just, I hate that in movies.
Me too. Yeah, that like crickety old voice. It's like a character.
Yeah, what I thought did best, and obviously I'm going on a weird tangent here, like A League of Their Own, where they actually had older actors, but were dubbed by Gina Davis or whatever, because they're like, oh, of course your voice is not going to change that much.
Right.
You know,
right.
Well, I should say, except for Harrison Ford, because right. Now we saw the reverse of that, where we had old gruff voice with his 32-year-old self. I'm like, something's not right.
Something's not lining up. Something's not happening.
But I did forget, because I do remember the ground lit up with the stand, you know, that kind of the graphic and stuff like that, because
they would
do that in between every commercial break, you know, because we had to watch it live back then.
Right. It had to be
I remember
live.
I was like in Sarasota and I was flying back and I was like, I can't miss it, because, you know, we could set the VCRs to record it, but you had to watch it live. Otherwise, that was it. You couldn't see it.
That was it. No, yeah. That was it. That was tough too, because if you really missed something, you really missed something, and you had to like forget about it, or else it would bother you.
If something wasn't recorded, let me ask you.
Yeah, if you didn't have it, it doesn't exist. There's a theory, a fan theory about the stand, where the people in the lab died from poison gas from the government killing them off, as opposed to the super flu. What do you think about that? And I'll tell you why. There's no trace. Obviously, King wrote it, that it was the super flu that killed him.
Yeah.
But they don't really have, in the miniseries in the book, they're not really described as having super flu symptoms.
They're just immediately dead.
But in the book, if you remember, two of the doctors like have sex. Like, they had time really quick to have sex before killing themselves. So there's a lot of inconsistencies. Do you have any, like... What do you think?
I mean, that makes sense, because it would, like, they should have just, like, killed everybody, shut it, sealed up, killed everybody, shut it down.
Right.
To stop people. And that's why people were immediately dead, because people were, like, literally halfway through getting
lunch. They had,
like,
their soup bowls.
Yeah. So, and we're just like, wait a second, you know, and they're, yeah. If it was this super flu, even in the fastest super flu, everybody be dying on the toilet or something, you know.
Right. Exactly.
Like, where is everybody?
What's happening?
Did they do it better in the Stand remake in that realm? I don't know.
They only showed somebody dying very quickly and then Campion leaving.
Yeah. So maybe, I don't know. So maybe they, I don't know.
It's an interesting thought, because they didn't really have like tube neck in the.
Yeah.
But. I think I would
agree that the government had a
like a fail safe.
Yeah, just like, let's shut this down and
shield
it off.
Because in the book, Campion was in a tower. In the miniseries, he's in a guard booth. But the other argument was, how did Campion get this in the miniseries? He was like outside, like away from the facility. There's no way it could leak out. And then somebody's like, well. Maybe he walked past the vents. I'm like, no, it was like underground. The flu doesn't go through like cement and dirt to get you.
And that would have been, they would have been super sealed. That all would have been super sealed. So,
right.
So now I don't like any of the stands. It's all made it like they got all of this wrong. You're right. None of this is realistic anymore.
I can't do it.
I'm going to shut it down and say, I'm sorry. None of this would have happened.
Oh gosh. Yeah. I know.
Unless he had already had it, and then at some point something triggered, you know, that everybody already had it at some point.
Yeah, it's something triggered.
They just realized that the two people, but
yeah, it's a good point.
All suspend disbelief for a little while, but
yes, right.
And that it got out of Texas somehow too.
Right. Texas. Finally, Blind Man's Bluff. I'm going to read you the description, Robert. Are you ready, sir?
I'm ready. I'm getting my mind
This is
ready.
A juicy one.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. Today marks the 35th anniversary for Something Something. Although I visited these spots more than a decade ago, I'm just now getting to putting them on.
Is it They Live?
Hey, yes, it is.
Actually, probably because I just wrote this. So
I just had to do this, because this
had to
was,
do it.
We were ready for this.
Yeah.
The world needs to see this.
Well, I don't know. I didn't really do quite a good job.
Robert
like...
came here for posting web pages and chewing bubblegum. Okay, so we know where this is.
All out of web pages.
You're all on web pages. We know where this is.
Yeah, so.
Looks the same.
Beautiful downtown. Yeah, I didn't quite get it lined up right. But, you know.
No,
and yeah,
good.
If you literally, if you kind of turn around, then you do get that spot where he's kind of, in that second shot where he's walking down the street, so.
Yeah,
They do it make well. There's trees in the way now, so you can't see the street, but that's where it is.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's cool. I know where this is.
Los Angeles City Hall.
Yes.
So I was just there not too long, or actually in the last trip to also for Alias shot a lot there. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So when did you take these pictures?
Probably almost 10 years, like 9-10 years ago. I remember I pulled up the pictures. I think a lot of them were like 2014 or so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, good stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah.
It's just amazing how different things look.
And then where the homeless camp was set up is now kind of a park, but it's kind of now there's soccer fields in front of it. So none of it is quite the same anymore. And that building that you see in the background in that first shot with the kind of white and black is also no longer there. So.
Oh, it's not there?
Yeah. So
interesting.
Was
that Parker Center, that building?
No, that's the police department, which I think is also torn down now. So unfortunately, it's no longer there. Yeah. So, but
unfortunately,
at the time, yeah. So Hermosa Park, Vista Hermosa Park. And then I'm pretty sure, because I remember Adam the Woo said he found this, and I'm like, I already had it, but I was like, no, I found the fight.
You found the fight first.
Yeah. So yeah. Many, many years ago. So, parts of it look the same, you know. Obviously the parking lot's built a little differently and fences are in a different area, but that's where it was.
That's so cool.
If you want to replicate it.
I do. I absolutely do. Next time you're in town, we should replicate it.
Yeah. I don't know if you can get back there anymore. You might really? Be able to, I don't know, because yeah, I remember last time I think I drove by and it was all even more fenced up. So,
oh, okay.
Like locked off. So you couldn't go there and so forth, but
here's a cop taking a break.
Yep. Yeah, live Los Angeles cop. So LA Athletic Club in the background. Can't miss that.
Good easy shots. Peasy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, so people familiar with downtown recognize these spots. But
nice shot.
And most of these are, some of it is kind of film, but they used a lot of matte painting. So
this is a matte painting, you can tell.
Yeah, so, but they obviously replicated it the best they could. So.
Oh, yeah. I love this. Great job. Okay, cool. I just want to see this one.
And then, so those lamps are still the same. And then this storefront, men's apparel, where you kind of see all the different shots. And so pretty much all kind of on that same street or kind of right around there. So
nice job. 872 West 1st Street. Yeah.
And this is kind of, obviously, you can also see where skyscrapers, there's new ones in front of other old ones and stuff like that, how the Los Angeles skyline continues to change quite a bit.
It really does. Yeah, so. We when we watched this just last week, said, like, it's amazing how few buildings there were in, compared to now, you know?
Yeah, there was not much downtown.
No.
Really. I mean,
no, it's crazy,
like
really.
It is today, so. Yeah. And this is where the newspaper stand was.
Great shots.
Which on this last trip when I was with Brian, I had to go visit from Alias, the newspaper stand. And surprisingly, there was still a newspaper magazine stand there.
It's amazing when you see them. You're like, really? Like, how do you stay open?
Yeah. And it was huge, too. It's like, this must be every magazine that still exists.
Right. It's amazing when you see them. There's one on Laurel Canyon and you're like, wow.
Yeah.
Somebody's still like getting their paper there every morning.
Somebody stops by and picks up,
keeps you afloat.
I was like, what magazines are even still out anymore? I don't know.
I know. Yeah. It's amazing.
So this was an alley, not that used in the there was a real cop and a alien cop, I remember, in this
right
scene. He lets the real cop run away, if I remember. We have one that can see.
We have one that can see. He's moving.
Yeah. And then the bank is shot at kind of the Spring Street Bank where everything is filmed at, and then the back of the bank is somewhere completely different. So I did my best to that's why I guess like I didn't really line these up
like it looks great
nowadays, but
it's awesome.
Yeah,
great job.
So this was torn down but years after I was there, but this is where Meg Foster is leaving, and I think he is in the back of her car or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So all of this is now apartment.
And she has those piercing blue eyes.
Yes. So I do love Meg Foster. So, so surprise, it's all apartments and condos now.
That is a great shot, though. Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Nice job getting that one.
And then I did find Holly's house years ago up in the hills.
Mm-hmm.
I think thanks to John Carpenter's commentary. So, yeah, sometimes I look, am I wearing glasses or not? But
these streets give me anxiety because you're like, who's going to be coming the other way at this time? Where you, some parts you can't get two cars, and you're like, what happens if like a truck's coming? Where do I go?
Or some people are, some people tear down them, and I'm like, they am I going to have to back up? And I just, I can't.
Yeah,
do it,
and it's like, I hate driving on those.
Yeah. Back to the alley for the fight. We don't need to click through all that. Okay. But
this is the same shots.
Yeah. Yep. So establishing shot of the motel.
Nice.
So yeah, when I was into it at the time. So, and then this one was kind of tough for me because this was the building that they go to on the left no longer exists, but I was able to track it down based on, you see me next door, that they have like those four squares.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Right. Yeah.
That's pretty much all I had to go off of.
Oh, wow. Is
finding the building that had that. So,
oh, wow.
And if you've seen You, I think it was season two, the grocery store from You season two is right behind her. So
that's so cool. That's hard to work with.
That's all I had.
I see what you're talking about. Yeah.
Wasn't even on Blu-ray back then. It was DVD.
It was DVD, folks.
I was doing with grainy DVD. So, and of course, a couple of the actors from over the years. Lovely Meg Foster.
Oh, nice. Where is this at? With the first one
is Kansas City, and the second one is Texas. So, and usually Texas. I just talk to her about Masters of the Universe.
Nice. Yeah.
I've never talked to her about They Live, but she's a sweet lady.
So cool. Oh, that's awesome. Great job.
35 years. Yep. And I even had I've had this map for years for people to find all the They Live locations. So
it's there, folks. If you're if you're listening as well, check it out at setjetter.com. They Live. Great job.
So when people say I found it, I'm like,
no, they didn't find it.
You found it on my website.
Yeah, exactly. You found plagiarism.
I still see people are like, all the locations I found from, I won't name names, but Halloween Ends. And I'm like, I found all those. Don't say that you found any of these 2 months ago. Yeah.
I found these first.
Yeah. Well, I know it because it was the next day.
Right. Yeah. Theoretically, it's impossible for you to have found these first. That's like Robert did in real time.
Yeah. So now that I'm bitter, obviously, people.
Hey, it's your work. You got to do it. Like when we watched The Stand 2020, you were like, you were posting it during the pandemic because you already had the shots for some of them.
Live location posting from.
Live.
No. It's amazing. All for the good.
All for the good. But that is a great page. Congratulations for getting that up there. It's pretty cool.
I didn't even put a picture of John Carpenter. I should have put that. He directed it. So,
the great John Carpenter. All right. That'll be our show for tonight, Robert, unless you had anything else.
No, I'm good.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We will see you on the set. Want something done? Gotta do what you say. Yeah, I think this is gonna be another one of those fun.